Exercise 3. 3B. Student 1. Listen carefully to the recording about sport hunting in Britain and make notes to answer the question, what are the arguments for and against sport hunting? For a number of years now, sport hunting with dogs has been illegal in the UK. However, the new government is suggesting that there should be a vote on allowing the activity again. The issue has divided society and proved very controversial. Both sides feel very strongly about the issue. On one hand, animal rights groups are very much against the legalisation of hunting. They claim that it is wrong for a number of reasons. First of all, scientific evidence suggests that hunted animals feel a lot of pain in the final moments of the hunt before they're killed. Secondly, the hunt can last a very long time, and throughout this time, the hunted animals suffer unnecessary fear and stress. Thirdly, some hunted animals escape badly injured, only to later die very slow and painful deaths. Fourthly, this type of hunting is a pleasure sport. Most people think it is morally wrong to kill animals for pleasure. On the other side are the Countryside Alliance and hunting communities. They argue that being hunted is a natural part of life for animals, so organised hunts aren't doing anything wrong. Furthermore, since many of the natural predators that would have hunted animals like foxes, deer and rabbits no longer exist in the UK, they say hunts take on this natural role instead. They also say that hunting provides an important service to the countryside. Without it, the population of certain animals would grow too big and they would become pests, problem animals for society. Another argument to support hunting is that it has a long tradition in Britain and the sport is part of British culture. It also provides employment. Hunters also say that hunted animals die a relatively painless death, though most scientists disagree with this claim, and I hardly think being bitten and torn apart by a pack of dogs could ever be thought of as painless. And if some animal populations do become too big, surely there are more humane ways than this of killing them. Personally, I think Britain could live without the return of this part of its culture. Sport? Are the foxes having fun? The argument for fox hunting is simply not convincing.